USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. In a rare New Year's Day session, the Senate voted overwhelmingly to override President Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act, handing the president the first veto override of his presidency. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says it was going to get done before Sunday.
Here's what the Senate is focused on: completing the annual defense legislation that looks after our brave men and women who volunteer to wear the uniform. But it's also a tremendous opportunity to direct our national security priorities to reflect the resolve of the American people and the evolving threats to their safety at home and abroad.
President Trump vetoed another bill today that would gradually eliminate the use of large-scale drift nets in the fishing of federal waters off the coast of California. The measure was passed with bipartisan support of both houses of Congress last month. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
As the new coronavirus strain shows up in the U.S. and other countries, what about the vaccine?
New variants of a COVID-19 strain are being found across the country, the latest being Florida. Dr. Anthony Fauci telling NBC News they are not considering changing the dosing requirements and variants for the vaccine due to the new strain.
Right now, we're not doing that. But in discussions that we've had about what the options are, certainly that has not been completely rejected. But that's not going to happen right now. You have to remember that when you're doing things like administering vaccinations, you want to do it based on the science.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Florida Health Department says a man in his 20s in Martin County who has not traveled recently is the state's first case. Earlier this week, Colorado and California announced their first cases of the new variant. UK scientists believe it to be more contagious than previous strains. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Police were attacked in western France when they tried to break up a New Year's Eve party with at least 2,500 people in attendance. Officials say the crowd threw bottles and stones at officers and torched a police car. There was a nationwide curfew in France from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. to discourage public gatherings. A New Year's Eve celebration in a Bosnian village ended in tragedy. 8 young men and women died in a cottage from apparent carbon monoxide poisoning. The victims are said to be high school and university students between the ages of 18 and 20. The leak reportedly came from a generator used for heating. The Food and Drug Administration has reversed course on major fees for alcohol distilleries.
When the pandemic first hit, 800 alcohol distilleries jumped into action to produce hand sanitizer to meet the rapid new demand. At issue here is a provision in the CARES Act that reformed regulation of non-prescription drugs. The CARES Act enacted user fees on these facilities to fund the FDA's regulatory activities.
That's USA Radio's Tim Berg reporting. The distilleries were facing crippling $14,000 fees. The Department of Health and Human Services has directed the FDA to stop enforcement. Chief of Staff Brian Harrison said late Thursday small businesses who step up to fight COVID-19 should be applauded by their government, not taxed for doing so. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.